Going to continue our discussion, finish it up about kavosh kemevushel. So, one topic that we didn't really discuss is how long it takes, according to the Rush. I won't get into it too much because it's really unclear. In other words, the Rush gave us the shir of Kadeshi Nenu Ala Or V'Artiach, which isn't necessarily a particularly helpful shir. The body of Shulchan and the Darkei Tshuva quote that the Poskim disagree about this point. The Tiferes Yisrael and the Mishnayos and Psachim says that it's 18 minutes. The context there, it's in the Mishnah of Psachim, is for the topic we talked about yesterday, that kavush by maris. You have to make sure you get your lettuce out of the vinegar in 18 minutes. And the Beis Lechem Yehuda says this as well. There's a problem with this, which is, if you take a look at the Tur in Hilchos Melicha and Siman Samech Tes, there's a debate, three opinions, when Melicha kicks in. So the first opinion, Rabbeinu Tam, is it's Miyad. The second opinion, Rabbi Yehuda Barzaloni, says it's Shir Melicha, which is a mil, which is 18 minutes. And the Rush says, Kedei Shiat Nanu Al Ha'or V'Artiach, which implies that's more than, or different from, certainly 18 minutes. So there are other opinions. Some poskim, again, take a look at the Badi HaShulchan for details, say as low as 6 minutes. Udaser Bekulo, others saying mil. Take a look at the Gra Sif Kut and Vav in Sadi Aleph. I think he says mil. So that's a discussion in the postgame, Ayin Shum. Now, there's another discussion here in the Ramah. What's the halacha by what's outside of the Kvisha? In other words, if the piece is half in and half out, what about the part that's above the Kvisha? So the are two opinions brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shach, Sif Katan Aleph, writes that the Iker is like the Mekilim. Okay. Now, even though we say that a Tzli and Bishol, that Isser Shamein, it's Mifapel, according to the lenient opinion, which we seem to accept, we don't say that by Kavosh Kemevushel, which sort of highlights a point that comes up in many areas of the question of Kavosh throughout our Sif, which is, well, in what respect is Kavosh actually Kemevushel, right? For example, it is like Bishel that it asers Bekulo. That's the classical thing, that it's Kibishel, right? You have piece of meat that's 5 inches by 5-inch cube. So it soaks in Isser, even the middle of that meat will become Asser. In that sense, it's like Mevushel. On the other hand, presumably it's not like Mevushel for cases where we have a halacha that you need Bishel, right? Like Ochel Shabbos, presumably. We'll talk about that in a second. Or Basar Chalav, right? That says Ilu Tarla Kuliyoma. In other words, it's not like halachically considered Bishel. And the reason why the Aruch HaShulchan says it doesn't go up above that is because there's no heat involved. The idea of going up is because heat rises, I suppose, and this isn't heat. So therefore, it stays down at the bottom. So what about the halacha of Dam Shekivsho? Would we say it's an Isser Deraisa or an Isser Derabanan? Right? Like, Dam Shebishlo was only Asar Midrabanan. The Prima Gadim over here in Mishpato Zav Sif Katan Aleph says he thinks it's Asar Midrais. It's not going to be like Dam Shebishlo. What about on Hilchos Shabbos? Is it Asar to do Kvisha on Shabbos? Anyone know? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chav Beis Halacha Yud, that Asr Limloach Tznon B'Shabbos Mipnei Shenira Kekovish Kvashim B'Shabbos V'Kovish Asr Mipnei Shehu Kimevashel. So what's going on here? So you can't salt because it's like Kavosh. Kavosh is Asr like Bishel. So the crazy placey over here, Sifkan Beis says, ah, you see, Linyan Shabbos, Kavush is Kamavushal, you're Chayiv. Whoa. Wow. So, Chayiv Chatas. Chachmas Adam says, nah, that just means it's Aser Midrabanan. The Chachmas Adam says, I have a raya for you. What's the raya? It's in Perek Chav Beis, that's this Perek Shvusim. Right? What does the crazy place he say back? No, he says that Malicha is Gzera Atu Kavash. Malicha is in Perek Chav Beis. Malicha is Aser Midrabanan Atu Kvisha. But if you have a Gzera Atu Kvisha, it sounds like Kvisha is Deraisa. So must be Kvisha's Bishol Deraisa. Ah, so why isn't it different than, why would you say it's different from Basar B'chalav? We know it's not Bishol. Presumably because it's a Toldah, I would suppose. In other words, Focha Shabbos, that we expand things, so then it would make sense to expand it possibly to Kvisha. Because if it's a Toldah Bishol, Mashenka Basar B'chalav, there's no Toldos Basar B'chalav. So it's actually machlokas in terms of Shabbos. This will come back to it when we talk about the Yerushalmi and Or Mahalich Tachtov in a moment. Obviously, the place he assumes that you don't need fire. Anyway, one of the most interesting questions about Kavush is discussed in our Sif, the question of Safek Kavush. We discussed that the Ramaz Machmir for Safek Kavush. Why?
Sorry, why does Rebbe say that? Rebbe thinks that if you think you need fire,
otherwise, that should also be a tolda. Lack of fire that causes bishul. Let's say the effect.
Maybe the derech bishul requires fire, but derech bishul of bisha.
You're saying lack of or mahalich tachtav is because ain derech. I don't know if it's ain derech. I think the pashup shad in that Ramban is because you need a chibor to the eish. That's part of the definition. Eish is part of the integral definition of bishul. So if you think that way, so then kvisha would be excluded, just like klisheni is excluded. No. Rashi is Rashi. Okay, Ramban would definitely say, not definitely. Ramban would say microwaves are not aser mideraisa, even if it's a derech bekach. Ramban and Rashi disagree. What's the difference? So the Ramban says the reason is because you need Eish to be chai for Bishol on Shabbos. Rashi holds you don't need Eish, right? So what's the Ramban based off of? The Yerushalmi that you need Or Mahalach Tachtav. We'll get to the Yerushalmi in a second when we do Sif Beis. So I would think that the Placey who says that it could be chai of Mishum Bishol is not going to emphasize fire.
I feel like this is much more of a Shabbos.
Yeah. All right. So,
just so I understand what you're saying, Rebbe thinks that looking there on Ban is that it's obvious that the talich of the malacha needs to be the same, not just the outcome. Right? If Leotir, you'd say that a tolda could be a tolda just because it has the same outcome.
No, but then you could have it also a tolda for. For other things, in other words, the Ramban.
Something that's not cooked with fire doesn't end up bashed the same way as something that is cooked with fire.
Same with kvisha. It's pasha that's true for kvisha. It's alachas kama v'kama, right?
And this is the sin of culture. Terry's telling me that.
No, I'm just saying that if you're going to say, you could look. Pickling does prepare things, make them in a way that's similar to bishul, but the end result is far more different than bishul than toldas haor. So that's all I'm saying. If you focus on that, right? In terms of what you were saying, the whole point of the Ramban is against Rashi.
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, safek kavash. So as we mentioned before, the Rama is machmir safek deraisa l'chumra. The Taz wants to be agav. The Prima Gadim thinks maybe that's only if it's me'es l'es. But anyway, that's deraisa, and therefore safek l'chumra. We'll come back to that in a minute when we talk about an interesting shaila l'maisa. But the Taz says no, safek kavash should be mutter, even if it's true that kavash is kemishol mideraisa. Here we could be mekel because there's a cheskas heter. What do I mean to say? Let's say I have a safek. My safek is, was this iser soaking in a heter for 23 hours or 25 hours? I don't know. Can't remember exactly. So, you know, it was mutter until 24 hours. When this started, it was mutter. So therefore, it should be mutter, even though it's a safek, because there's a ches kas hatter, as opposed to simin tzadi ches. Why is tzadi ches different? In tzadi ches, now if you recall, actually, there were those in tzadi ches, the yeshomim and the shach, that the Aruch HaShulchan liked, that even by a tyroves we should be makel al ches kas hatter. But the Taz doesn't accept that. The Taz acknowledges in tzadi ches will have to be machmir like the Shulchan Aruch by safek deraisa, because there's vade iser here. Since there's vade iser here, that's a reis that knocks out the chezkas heter, and we'd have to be machmir al safek deraisa l'chumra. Masha ein kein, in the case of kavush, so we don't actually know if there's iser here. In other words, if this was only here for 23 hours, there's no iser that has been absorbed into the heter. This is similar to a question of, did Isser fall into here in the first place, or did it not fall into here first place? Which would be different than Isser fell into here. The question is whether there's a sheer bittel or not. At least that's the argument that Taz makes. And the Taz says, I have a raya from Hilchos Mikvos. What's the raya? Let's say you have a mikvah that was measured, and it has 40 saw. And this is a mikvah that is not a mikvah with like a big leak. Then, of course, if someone was tovel in it, they wouldn't be tahor. This is a mikvah that, you know, most of the time it's pretty decent, but every so often it leaks a little bit. And in that case, we say somebody goes into the mikvah, so they're tahor. Why? Because of the chazak of the mikvah. And there we say we rely on the chazak of the mikvah, even though the guy has a chezkas tuma. So kol shekain over here, we should rely on the chezkas haguf, basically, that this heter doesn't have any iser absorbed into it, and it's going to be mutter. Now, the shach doesn't like this, and he says, Hasam hamid mikvah al cheskaso, v'harei shalim bifaneinu. No, don't bring me right over there. Over here, over there, right now, it's shalim. But over, in our case, in the case of Safek Kavosh, Isra Cheskaso. Why? Because when you have something sitting in there, that's a Reyesa in the Chazaka. Over there, there's no Reyesa whatsoever in the Chazaka. Now, it's an interesting question, because over there, it is clear, and the Taz would agree, that if you measured the mikvah now, and it's 39 sa, then it would be Aser. That is a Reyesa. Now, the Shach seems to assume it's only Tahor if right now it's 40 Sa. Well, what would be if right now we can't tell? Meaning to say the guy was Tovel in the mikvah, and then the mikvah was drained, or then water was added to the mikvah. So we have no way to do it. From the Taz, it sounds like he's Mako. The Shach, over here actually, sounds like he would be Machmir. If you look at the Shach in Hilchos Mikvos, it doesn't sound that way. Because the Shach in Mikvos, and the Gra says that over there also, Dafka b'mikvah shenimda chaser mitaminan de chaser lefanecha. The only time we're machmir over there is when it's chaser lefanecha. Now that doesn't mean that the Taz is right over here, but it means it might indicate that you can't ask a kasha from there. Meaning that the Shach thinks that halacha in Hilchos Mikvos is a kasha on the Taz. No, it's not a kasha. It's not a kasha. But one way or the other, this is basically a very broad question, it would seem, which is what constitutes a reyesa in the chazaka. The Taz is saying, if I don't know if Isser's here, there's a reyesa in a certain sense, yeah, the Isser's sitting here, but I don't know if any Isser's been absorbed. Shach, Taz says that's a reyesa to uproot the chazaka, and therefore we have to apply, the Shach says it uproots the chazaka, we have to apply the regular rules of Safik Dereis L'Chomer. The Taz says that's not a Reisa. This question might come up, the Aruch HaShulchan notes, in a number of places. I'll just give you one other example that you see perhaps the same machlokas, at least the way the Aruch HaShulchan thinks it's the same machlokas, in Simen Nun by Trefos. So let's say you find a Trefa and you have a Safik whether it was before or after Shechita. So the Machmir view says, look, there's a Reyesa Lefanacha. Right now, this bone is broken. the opinion that's lenient over there, it's two deus in the Shulchan Aruch, says no. There's a cheskas haguf on the animal, and the discovery of the treifa after it shechted already, at least in the event that it could have happened after it died, obviously, where it could have equally, let's say, happened before or after, doesn't uproot the chazaka. So one way to view this machlokas, this is again the way the Aruch HaShulchan suggested, is this type of question, which is what constitutes a reyesa to uproot a chazaka to meikara, and there might be other places where we find a similar machlokas. The Shav Shmaitza has a different mahalich to understand this machlokas, and that is the following. It's a very interesting point. First, he says, L'chora, I have a raya against the Rama and a raya for the Taz. The halacha is that by chulin, we say daya shaita. What does that mean? If a woman discovers dam, so the question is, do we make her, are we metame her l'mafreya? So for Taros, we have a chumra that we're metame her l'mafreya. How far back we go? Is it machloka, shama, hillel, beginning of nida? Do we go back 24 hours? Do we go back to the last bedika? But for chulin, everybody agrees daya shaita, which means to say that we don't go back at all. Even though it's possible this dam was here 10 minutes ago, still we say that if you discovered it now, the chazaka is not uprooted by the reyesa. So she had a cheskas tara, and the fact that there's dam now will tell me that does not undermine the chazaka. I'm willing to apply the chazaka, the cheskas tara, to the very last moment that it possibly could be applied. So he says, so what's pshat in the Rama? So he says, I'll tell you, the Rama must hold that there's no chazaka. In other words, if you think there was a chazaka, then this would not constitute a reyesa, because the possibility that the chazaka was undone doesn't constitute a reyesa and chazaka. Otherwise, we wouldn't say daya shaita. So, why then does the Rama say you have to be machmir? Because a taroves has no cheskas tahara or cheskas kashrus. What do you mean to say? What we mean to say is that when you have a mixture of heter and iser, so if they got mixed, obviously you, and let's say there's nesinas tam, so obviously you can't eat it. But the iser doesn't have an effect on the heter. The heter's heter, the iser's iser. Since there's some iser here, can't consume the iser. But that is not a proper chazaka. A proper chazaka is that the status has not changed. And since even if there is a tyroves, the status of the heter hasn't changed, meaning to say you could still eat the heter remains heter. Just practically speaking, you're not able to consume this because there's iser. But basically, the iser remains iser constantly. The heter remains heter constantly. Practically, can I eat it or not? That's not a chazaka question. That's what the Shashmai says. If you were to say chanan by shari surin, I would agree. Because what's chanan? Chanan is a chalos iser on the heter. So of chanan by shari surim, so then the taz would be right. Because there's a cheskas heter on the kosher food. And if there's iser here, if there's tam iser here, it creates a chalos iser on the heter, but there's no, this would not constitute a reis in a chazaka, so it would be mutter. But we don't hold of chanan by shari surin. Oh, one second, doesn't the Rama hold of chanan by shari surin? It's just a chumra. It's just a chumra with rabbana, not to basa b'chala, but the like. Fundamentally, we don't really hold of chanan. And therefore, that is the basis of the psak of the Rama. In which case, you could explain the taz as saying there is a chalos iser on the heter, either because he thinks chanan by shari surim, even if it's only midrabanan, is a chalos iser. Okay, it's a chalos iser midrabanan, though that would be interesting, because once it's only a midrabanan shaila, then maybe on a derisal level we could follow the cheskas heter. right? But the truth is, you don't have to go as far as Hanan. As we discussed back in Siman Tzadi Ches, and we're not going to rehash this now, but there are a lot of reasons to assume that Tam Ke'ikar, even without Hanan, is a chalos iser on the heter. Doesn't mean it's nefach to heter, to iser, but it's a chalos, right? If you learn that Tam Ke'ikar is an iser chadash, it's chal on the heter, then that would be a reason to say that there is a chazaka here. Or, for example, remember that since we just saw it, the lashon of Tosos in Avodah Zarah by Nosin Tam Lefgam is chal iser alei. Whatever exactly he means, Tosos is certainly taken for granted that when something becomes aser al tam kikr, chal iser alei, right? That's why in the case of pagam ulvasov ishbiach, there's a problem. Sorry, ishbiach ulvasov pagam, it's a problem, because that chalos iser remains. So that would be another way, at least according to Shosh Maitza, how to look at this machlokas between the Rama and the Taz. There's more to say on this general topic. I will leave it for now. Fascinating tshuvas from Akiva Eger on this and the like about the chazakos and in Tam Ke'ikar. Another issue that comes up here, which is very interesting, is the din of kavush by kalim. So first of all, before we get into the interesting aspect of this, I don't want to get into it now, but if you look at the Shach and the Taz and Yisr v'Heters, and there's lots of very nuanced details about the various halachos of kavush b'kelim. For example, the Yisr v'Heter and the Taz argue whether it's kulo or just klipa. In other words, if Yisr sits in Heter for 24 hours, the kli would become aser. Maybe that's a machlokas. And if it does become aser, does it aser kulo or klipa? And according to the Taz, al pi the Rashba, it's only a klipa. And then the poskim are machalik between different kelim. So the iser v'heter is machalik between eitz and cheres on the one hand, which is kulo, and mateches, which is less. And then also how long it takes, right? So the Pri Chadash says that cheres is boleya immediately based off of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, by koso shel cheres al yidei kvisha. And the Yisr v'Heter is machmir on that, the Taz is mako. So there's a lot of discussion here. We're not going to go into the details, but how and what and quickly and the like. What we'll focus on is one very interesting question, which is the opinion of the Yisr v'Heter that says that if you have a kli that's aser and you have heter sitting in it for 24 hours, then that becomes aser. Or a more common example, which is very common, is let's say you have, you get mixed up and you put something milchiks into a fleishiks container, right? Would that create aser? So this Avatar says yes, that kavush is kemavushal. So after 24 hours, the blios that are in the kli leave the kli and enter the liquid that's sitting in the kli and would aser it. And the Taz and the Shach both say this doesn't make any sense. Why? Because it's eino b'niyomo. How long does it take for the, we paskin at least, for the iser, the blios to get out? Meis leis. And what also happens after meis leis? It's not the same time of gum. So even though in theory the blios do leave, it will never ever aser, because it's always going to be pogame. So that's the view of the Shach and the Taz. They're both makel. They disagree with the Yisr v'Heter. I would assume Lamaisa were makel like the Shach and the Taz. However, the Achronim all try to be miyashev, the Yisr v'Heter, and they give a number of fascinating answers. So the Magen Avram, Siman Taf Mem Zayin, Sif Katan Tez Zayin, says that, well, you put the heter in immediately after you took out the iser. Pri Chadash gives a similar answer, and therefore it's 24 hours. Now, this is a problem because you technically still haven't really solved the problem, right? Like, let's say 1 second later, but there's so that's what I thought. So kishezeh nichnas, zeh yotzei, right? You push it off.
Why can't you just put
Well, we're talking about a liquid, so it's going to be pretty difficult. But so the Magen Avraham, I guess, would have to say Afshar Letzamtzem, and Kshezeh Nichnaze Yotze, which is pretty difficult to like mamish, and therefore at the very same moment that, you know, at the time that it turns into pogrom, at the sad time it's already aser, and somehow or another, that's what the Issa Vantra is talking about, I guess. That's pretty rude.
What's the
key?
Even so, how does it,
I mean,
still get, even if you do it exactly on the clock,
it's
how does it still work?
It's like Yito Viyadu Ban Kechad. No. In other words, just like Yito.
You have to assume that
it's very difficult. I'm not, I can't say I understand it, but yeah. In other words, at the same moment that the bleos come out, at the same moment it becomes pogum.
But why is it right?
No. So it's too late already. They came out be'ofen ashvach. It's like Kito v'yadu ban kachad. When you have two chaloses that are tali zeh v'zeh, we see them as happening simultaneously, such that it works even if they're dependent upon each other. All right. I don't know. Anyway.
This is a real kasha, right? Like, yeah, we have other mouths for this matter, but do we actually think this is what the fuck ever meant?
I don't know. Tzarech lomer da pekima. He uses those words, right? Da pekima v'ablia bain ke'achad. V'im ken enu aserim elim ken asnu miyad kishepinu. T'mo ken ha-pekima ba t'chila kodem ablia. So I think he says it's like a gap. Bain ke'achad. In other words, you can't, when two things happen, you can't assume that first it was pagum and then it left. You have to be choshesh that first it left and then became pogum, or it happened simultaneously and therefore it's not yet pogum. I think that does seem to be what the Magen Avraham is saying. Okay.
Where's
the Magen Avraham? Taf Mem Zayin Tez Zayin. The Placey says, a very happy answer, says, well, if you hold like Rashi, that Linas Laila is pogemes, and you also assume that it's kol halayla, as we talked about before, so then it could come out that it's a chumrah. In other words, it's more than 24. After 24 hours, it doesn't become pogum until after 24 hours, if it came in at night.
The
Issa Vatra says what? Not at all? Aha. Okay. I hear. Okay, very good. So maybe that doesn't work. Okay, so check. That's the place he's one of his answers. Sifkat Nalef, take a look. Another answer, this is probably the easiest answer. There's a couple variations of this. One in the Bir Halacha and one in the Placey, a second answer, which is the answer actually that Hudi gave in Seder, which is maybe we all, which would have a lot of nafkaminas in other areas of Halacha actually, we only say blios are become pogum after 24 hours if the kli is empty. But if the kli is full, so then it's not, does not become pogum. So the Bir Halacha says, because the mashkes monea hatam melios nifgam. Along similar lines, the Placey says the following answer. He says, let's think about it for a moment. Is it the pshat that like nothing comes out until 24 hours, and then at 24 hours, boom, it all comes shooting out at that 1 second? No, it's slowly coming out. It's a whole talich, and it's going in and out all the time and the like, and that sort of interaction of going in and out and the like prevents the blios from becoming pogum. At least, what? Okay, so this vetter apparently paskins based lace, so that's the Placey's first answer is going to be shver. Okay, good. So Rikiva Eger wants to taina that this question that the Placey's assuming, Placey assumes, at least as Vetter's assuming, that it's a process. It doesn't just come out all at once, but it comes out slowly, slowly, slowly. I assume the pshat would be, until 24 hours, it would always be bato, and once 24 hours comes, it could be enough to be no sintam. So he says, this would explain a machlokas achronim, it's referred to in the Pesachei Tshuva, as to whether or not the me'es le'es has to be retzufim. What happens if you have like 8 hours plus 8 hours plus 8 hours? would we have kvisha? So this is a machlokas. So if you assume like this, or like the placey, it's a slow process, so then that's presumably what the machmirim hold. Whereas the mekilim might hold, no, it's all at once. So the clock starts again every time you begin. Again, it's not mukrach, but that might be. Okay, so these are some of the interesting questions that come up in Kamash. I'll just ask you one very practical question that I was asked. So here's the shaila. So you have onions that were cooked in a dairy frying pan, so that means we're going to assume that they're dairy, right? Because even if it's enu v'nyoma, chorfei mechali l'lishvach, good. So you have dairy onions. And then you mix these onions with hot pepper. Okay, that was what the recipe called for. You mix onions with hot pepper. Okay, well, great. Hot pepper is pyrrhic, except that in this hot pepper, you had a fleshic fork sitting there for several hours, and the hot peppers were pickled in vinegar. Right? In other words, you put your hot peppers out at your shalosh shittos meal. It's a long shalosh shittos. It was there for a while. Definitely more than 18 minutes. So that would maybe mean that your hot peppers are fleshics. And now you mixed your fleshics hot peppers with your milchic onions. So what's the halacha? So let's think about it. Well, but okay, good. Good. Well, the pan ben yomo is not going to help you because it's charif. No, it might be, you're right, that might be extra, an extra sniff that maybe onions we don't hold, right, the base mayor and the like, so that's one sniff. Plus, remember, we saw the Mishnah Brura Paskins like the Shach, that by vinegar we weigh 24 hours. And moreover, even according to, and according to Aruch HaShulchan, might even be true according to the Mechaber, is Machmer by vinegar, if this is weak vinegar, right, vinegar b'zman hazeh. Many poskim don't rely on the Shach. If you look at the Sefer Davar Charif, it's a Sefer you're going to get to use a lot. It's a great Sefer. Davar Charif. On all the halachas of Davar Charif. So since, like, you know, 65% of your Yardei Shailas relate to Davar Charif, it's a very helpful Sefer. Anyway, he points out that a number of Achronim say you can't be Somech on the Shach, and some even try to claim the Mishneh Brura wasn't Somech on the Shach. There might be Stirin Mishneh Brurahs if he's Mekel like the Shach. So I talked this over to Eitan Schnell, so I said, oh, maybe you could be Mekel based off of the Shach plus some of the other Tzirufim that you made. So he said, I don't like that. The many Poskim Mikublani were not Mekel for the Shach. And some Mishnah, some Poskim say Mishnah Brura wasn't Mekel by the Shach. But here I thought there's another Tzad Lahakel, because another Shach. The Shach and the Staz, both in Simon Samach Tes, I'm sure you all looked there, because as you saw, they all sent you the Samach Tes. It's the Shach over there, Sifkat and Chavches, and the Taz, Sifkat and Mem Aleph, not like the Drish over there, says that Tzir is not maflit, also klisheni, but tzir is not maflit from kalim. So if tzir, and the Mishneh Brura for sure holds of that, even if the Mishneh Brura doesn't fully accept the shach, in that point the Mishneh Brura says the shach, which means that my peppers aren't really fleishiks. So I thought, in light of that, in light of both shach, if you combine both shachs, you could be mako. The fork was clean. He didn't put dirty forks into his pickles. I mean, his peppers.
Right.
Yeah, no, it was a clean fork,
right.
But it was fleishiks.
No, what I'm saying is it was someone else's.
No, he didn't. We're not talking about fressers. Yeah. Yes. So in light of that shach, in light of both shachs, according to both shachs, it would be mutter. So you combine the two shachs, plus the fact that I thought there is makom lahakel over there. Okay.
The shach says that seer isn't given new method in the kelim. What's the
yes? In other words, even if you're machmir by seer, like the Beis Yosef, well, seer. Let's say everybody's machmir. Right? Beis Yosef is machmir even by chometz. But let's say seer. Right? The shach is choshish for seer that after whatever 18 minutes or whatever it is, there's going to be blios, right? So that's the rush.
Not from the
kli. So does the rush, does tzir take blios out of a kli? maybe that's different. We'll talk about that when we do Klisheni in a minute. So if you combine that shach, so even according to that shach, for sure it's mutter. And even if you don't hold to that kula, which both the shach and the taz accept, the choshes for the drisha, we have the other shach by vinegar. Even if you don't like that shach, there's your point, some other points. So, yeah, I don't remember if I got back to him after after we had that chah. So, but I think you'd be mowed after that chah, after that part.
So let's say you have to pay for 24 hours. Then the whole deal is you would take the kids.
Ah, okay, that would make it worse. Yeah, potentially.
Everybody agrees that you're taking the days.
I think so. Okay, good. Sif base. So Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni. So the Gemara in Shabbos tells us in Daf Mem that Kli Sheni is not Mevashel. And we also know that in Chulin, Kof Dalet Amud Beis, for Basar B'Chalav, that's true as well. So what's the difference between Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni? So it happens to be the Yerushalmi asked this question. Per Gimel, Halacha Dalet of Mesecha Shabbos. Ma bin Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni? Just the question we were wondering. The context over there is the Mishnah that's Mechalek in terms of Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni for Shabbos. Well, what's the difference? Amr B'Yosei, Kan Hayad Sholetas, V'Kan Ein Hayad Sholetas. Well, what does that mean? So the Pashup Shot here is that Kan, meaning Kli Sheni, is Yad Sholetas, meaning to say Ein Hayad Sholetas, meaning to say, what is Yad Soled Espo? Yad Soled Espo means that when you touch this hot thing, the hand recoils, right? So, generally speaking, if Ein Hayad Soled Es, there's no Bishel. Yad Soled Es, so at least there's the possibility of Bishel. And Yerushalmi, instead of saying Yad Soled Es or Ein Hayad Soled Es, says Yad Soled Es, meaning to say the hand could be sholate, right? It's not so hot, I could hold it. So, Yad Sholetes means Ein Hayad Soledes. In which case, Rabbi Yossi is saying, Kan, in a Kli Sheni, it's not Yad Soledes Bo. And Kan, Kli Rishon, Ein Hayad Soledes, meaning to say it's Yad Soledes Bo. That is the simple reading of the Yerushalmi. The Aruch has a different reading of the Yerushalmi. And this is also the view of the Yamshel Shlomo and others might accept this, and it has the opposite pshat. Basically, the Aruch's view, and many accept this. We'll see, the Shach discusses it, the Magen Avraham and the like. Apparently, Sholetes and Soledes are the same words. You know, Shin, Samech, Dalet, Tes. So what would they, how do they read it? Amr Biosi, Kan, meaning Kli Rishon, is Yad Sholetes, meaning Yad Soledes, and Kan, meaning Kli Sheni, is Ein Yad Sholetes. Now, the Hemshech of the Yerushalmi in Halacha Dalet is going to be difficult, according to this reading. It seems like the exact opposite of the Aruch, though it might be that they had a different girsa. Anyway, we'll leave that for now. Let's go back to the Pashup Shat. So, no. Well, you'll see in a second. You'll see. We'll get there in one moment. The Amar Rabbi Yonah, Kan v'Kan Ein Hayad Sholetes. So, what does that mean? So again, Pashup Shat, Kan v'Kan Ein Hayad Sholetes, meaning to say, in both cases, it's Yad Soledes Bo. Right, meaning to say, Kli Sheni is mutter, even though Ein Hayad Sholetes, or even though Yad Soledes Bo. Ella Asu Harchaka LeKli Rishon, the law Asu Harchaka LeKli Sheni. What does that mean? So, one way to read this, this is the way the Ramban reads it, and others, is that even when it's Yad Soledes Bo, right, Ein Yad Sholetes Bo, i.e. Kli Rishon, that's very, very hot, they made Harchaka by there. What do you mean Harchaka? What that means is that kli rishon shelo agabe ha'esh is only an iser derabanan. They made a harchaka. They made a gzera. Why? As you'll see later on in Yerushalmi, for bishul deraisa you need or mahalich tachtav. So Rabbi Yonah is saying that when it comes to a kli rishon shelo agabe ha'esh, they made a gzera to bishul. When it comes to kli sheni shelo agabe ha'esh, they didn't make a gzeirah to bishul, even though it's yad toledes bo. Right? That's would be the reading according to the pashup shat. According to the aruch, it's saying the opposite. We're talking about a case of what? Ein hayad toledes, meaning to say what? That it's pachos miyad toledes bo, and still asu harchaka b'kli rishon, which means to say there's a din derabanan. That even in a kli rishon that's pachos miyad toledes bo, still there's a problem midrabanan of putting things in of bishul derabanan, right? And so that comes out of very big chumrah. In other words, if you have kli rishon pachos miyad toledes bo, are there any bishul problems midrabanan? According to the pashut reading of Yerushalmi, no. According to the aruch and Yam Shel Shlomo and their reading of Yerushalmi, the answer is yes. That's more of a shaila in terms of Halacha Shabbos, but that's why I said it'll make a big difference. Good. So then it continues. Amar of Mana, Hahen Pincha de Urza, Misaye Aleil Abba. The Pashup shot here is that this bowl of rice or whatever is a klisheni, but it's still Yad Toledes Bo. In other words, that's a right to Rabbi Yonah against Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, oh, klisheni is, you know, cold. Yad Toledes Bo. No, it's not true. You could have a, you know, a very, very, very hot bowl of cholent, even though it's in a klisheni. And that's the raya. Okay, hain pincha de grisa, misayeli lab, again, another raya. De'at mifani le min atar, latar, you take it from place to place. In other words, you take it from the kli rishon and you put it into the klisheni. Ve'ad kedon hu roseach, and it's still boiling hot, still yad toledes bo, or ein hayad toledes bo. Okay, that's the first Yerushalmi. The second Yerushalmi, we'll skip a little bit, in Halacha Hay, says like this. Rabbi Yonah, mahu litain tavlin milamata, vilarus alein milamala. So what's the Halacha by Iroi? In other words, the Mishnah said, klisheni's mutter, kli rishon's aser, for tavlin. Well, what about the middle? Right? What about Iroi? The Mishnah didn't clarify that point. Rabbi Yonah amar aser, the Iroi ke kli rishon hu. So that's Rabbi Yonah, and clear, there's a machlokas here, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yossi, and the previous one also. Are they related? Is an interesting question, maybe. But for now, we're not going to think about that. So Rabbi Yonah says aser, Iroi is ke kli rishon. Chayle de Rabbi Yonah min hada, so Rabbi Yonah has a raya, echad shebishel bo, this is a din in Kadshim, the din of Marika Vishtifa and Kli Cheres, right? The halacha is that if you have it absorbed the blood of a Chatas, so if it's Kli Cheres, you have to break it. If it's Kli Nechoshes, we'll see in a moment, we didn't get to Nechoshes yet, but you need a Marika Vishtifa. So, here we have a very important line in the Yerushalmi. Why? Because the major question in this sif is whether or not bishul and blios are the same or different. So, the Rashba quotes a Yesh Omrim that says, you see from this line in the Yerushalmi that blios and bishul are the same. How do I know that? Because what was the shaila of the Yerushalmi? Hilchos bishul shaila. And what did we bring a raya from? A blio shaila. We say that just like they're blios, and therefore you need a marika mishtifa and the like, by iroi kli cheres, iroi kli rishon, so hu adin, there's a bishul problem. That's what the Yerushalmi seems to be saying, which would be a big problem for those, like the Rashba, for example, who say that there's a huge difference. Bishul and blios are two different worlds. When it comes to bishul, we say there's bishul b'kli rishon and there's no bishul b'kli sheni, and you could clear about iroi. But blios, there's no blios b'kli sheni, there's no bishul b'kli sheni, but there is blios b'kli sheni. That's the view of the Rashba. So that's a problem. In a moment, we'll talk about how the Rashba gets out of that problem. So, continuing in the Yerushalmi, Amar Biosi, Taman, Kli Cheres Boleya, Tavlin in Mivashlin. Oh, no, you can't bring a Raya from there. This is already maybe somewhat undermining, but it's saying, it's not a Raya. Kli Cheres is very Noach Levloa, but Tavlin wouldn't be Mivasha. So this is a maybe sort of chipping away at the equation from Blios to Bishol, but not really fully chipping away from it, because it might just be saying that Cheres is an exception. Hesiv Rabbi Yossi Bei Rabbi Bun Vatani Af Bekli Nechoshes Kein. No. Even by Kli Nechoshes, we say you need Mariko Shtifa. So clearly they're Blios, and therefore there's Bishol. Again, continuing with the equation. Now, not so clear what this line means, but it's what we were talking about for in Seder. But the consensus is this is a question, the way the Karban Eda puts it is, the chituch halomar shekli nechoshes bolin, elevadai she'iroi kebishol hu. There's nothing special about kli nechoshes being bolay. It must be, iroi is kebishol. In which case, we're continuing with the assumption, the way the Gra says it is Ratzalomar, de Kli Nechoshes Vadai, Af Ein Boleya Bekli Sheni, Ela Shmamina de Iroi Kekli Rishon. Right? That's the point. We have a Raya Iroi Kekli Rishon at this point. Why? Because if Iroi was not Kekli Rishon, then you wouldn't need Mariko Shtifa for Iroi by Kli Nechoshes. So therefore, we seem to conclude that Iroi is Kekli Rishon. And moreover, we seem to maintain our equation between Bishol and Blios. How would the Rashba get out of this? So the Rashba says, B'shem the Ramban, that you have to say, well, yeah, really, it's not an equation. But if it is so much Boleya that, this is the Rashba, by the way, in the Tosafot Bais, when the one that's quoted by the Tor, at least partially by the Tor, quoted by the Beis Yosef, if the Blios are so strong that in the case that it requires Mariko, Shtifa, it requires a solid Hechsher, so then they should have been Gozer Midrabanan by Bishol. In other words, of course it's not Bishol Deraisa. As we noted before, according to Yerushalmi, there might not ever be Bishol except if Or Mahalech Tachtav, right? Even Kli Rishon Shalal Gabe Eish is just a Gzeiratu Bishol. Rather, this, things that are, you know, what we said before, that Asuar Chaka for Kli Rishon Shalal Gabe Eish, anytime there's a Shtark Blios, like Kli Rishon Shalal Gabe Eish, they made a Gzeiratu Bishol. And who Adin, here they're stark of Leos, why you need Mariko Shtifa, and Mimela, they should have been Gozer, Midrabanan, for Bishol as well. Whereas, Klisheni doesn't need a stark Hechsher like Mariko Shtifa. Even though the Rashba thinks there are Blios in a Klisheni, you could just do Hechsher but Klisheni, right? You could do Hechsher Klisheni to be Machsher Klisheni, right? You don't need real Haggalah or something like that. So therefore, they didn't make that Harchaka and the like. That's the way the Rashba, quoting the Ramban, will say how we'll get out of the Raya from the Yerushalmi that seems to equate Blios and Bishol. Okay? Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Gafna Ba'akume Rabbi Mana Asa, sorry, I skipped. Mahu laros menakiluach? This is also an interesting question. There's two ways to read this. The Karban Eda says what this means is that you go into the kiluach. So it might be more chamor than iroi. Meaning if I'm pouring from here to here, so down here, so that's iroi, right? When it lands, it's iroi. What about if I like stick something into the kiluach? So that might be more like Kli Rishon and less like Iroi. The way the Gra understands it is it's the opposite. You know, it's like, what if I pour from all the way up here? So it's such a long kiluach, it's going to get cool by the time it reaches the bottom. So even if you're generally machmir for Iroi Kikli Rishon, but over here, and as we just concluded, Iroi is Kikli Rishon. Well, that's like here, it's Kikli Rishon. What about here? All the way up here? Maybe here. Here there's more room for leniency. That's the question. Amarev Chanina Braid Rav Hillel Machlokas Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yona. Meaning, say, same Shaila, just like... let's say, like the Grad, just like they argue about Iroi for this, they argue for Iroi for this. We're not Machalik. Okay. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Gufta by Kume Rabbi Mana, also came by Shabbos Chayim Shem Vasha. Now, this is also interesting, because here we seem to actually be revisiting the question of whether we equate Bishol to Blios. Having concluded that Iroi, let's say, is Kikli Rishon, is it Mevasha Medoraisa? Or not. That's the way the Karban Eda reads this. Asa ken bebas b'chalov chayim shemivashel. Amar le, kaye demar Rabbi Ze'era, ve'eze u'chalot barer. So, what is chalot barer? In other words, chalot gamor, something that's not machmitz. Right, when it comes to chalata is a way of preventing chimutz. Let's say you have flour and water mixed together and you put it into boiling water, so that prevents chimut. So what's chalat barer? Kol sha'or malich tachtav. So what? But not iroi. Right? V'ratzalomar, this is the way the Gra explains it. Aval iroi af al gav shehu kikli rishon eino ela kishimavlio maflit. Like we say in Zvachim, mashma mikol zesh kli sheni. Af, oh, okay, we'll get there. So, basically, at this point, we might be rejecting the equation between Bishol and Blios. In other words, the Ka'ezu Tavshil Bar, Korsha or Mahalech Tachtav. In other words, at this point, we might be concluding that for Shabbos and Basar B'chalav, to be chayav, you need or mahalech tachtav, as opposed to blios. Which is sort of interesting. In other words, another way to get rid of the equation, you could have said, well, everything changed over here. Right? The Rashba, in trying to be miyashev, his shita, sort of tried to say, even earlier in the Gemara, we never even had a serious havamina to equate them. But even if you didn't want to say that, we never had the serious havamina to equate them. We did have a shtarka havamina to equate them, but at this point, we might be being mechalek, lemaskana. Okay, so this is the Yushalmi. So I thought, just because it's hard to read, we'd go through it, because everybody brings it in, you know, like all good Yushalmis, you could read it six different ways and find a raya in it for whatever you happen to think. Okay.
Yes? Part about Zvachim, does the Rajba address that part? Because
which part about Zvachim?
The mission of Zvachim, meaning is that going to be Leos Harbe also? Because
the
Gemara was using that as a
raya. Yeah, so he'd say, the way the Rashba seems to say, is that we're machmir by Iroi, because that shows that there's shtark of Leos, and therefore for Shabbos we should make an Esed Rabbanan. That's what the Rashba says.
But he says it in a later stage, meaning when we talk about the Choshes, but he's going to also say that was the Havamina by...
Yeah, well, at the first we did, we weren't machalek between Charis and the Choshes, step one. So first we thought we had a raya, and in fact you have to break the Kli, Charis. So that shows that shtark blios, and Mimela they should have made an Isid Rabbanan by Shabbos, and then we say, well, no, maybe that's different because it's Chares, but what about Choshes? Choshes also? Oh, no, there too. Right? Okay, good. So again, there are a lot of conclusions that could be drawn from here. I don't think we're going to go through all of them, but again, take a look at the Mar Makomos I sent you to, especially the Gra, the Ramban at the end of Avodah Zarah. Humamish goes through this very carefully. Also, it's kedai to look at the Rashba over there in the Avodah Zarah and the Rashba and Shabbos. Yeah, but I don't think we're going to do this. And also the Gra, as I said, read it very carefully, and also read the Gra Shin Yud Ches. And the Gra is like a middle pshat, halfway between the sort of the two extremes you see shown them. Okay, so let's turn to the Rashba now, which is really where the starting point in the sugya is in the Torah. So the Rashba brings this Yesh Omrim that says Kli Sheni is not Mavlil Maflet. And the Rashba says, well, where is this Yesh Omrim coming from? The assumption that just like we say that Kli Sheni is not Mavashel, so too, it's not Mavlil Maflet. Great. And maybe the simple reading of Yerushalmi indicates that. But he says this is absolutely wrong. And he brings two proofs. One is the Gemara in Chulin, Chesamid Beis, that if you shecht with a sakin of Gayim, so there's a machlokas whether you need to be kolef or not. But everybody agrees that you would either need to be kolef, meaning say with asar a klipa, or the only reason it's not kolef is because of a special thing relating to blood. The blood is coming out, so there's no chance for the blios to come in. But otherwise, if you assume that beis hashchita is roseach, there should be blios. Well, what does that prove? Well, he says that the chom beis hashchita is certainly more than a kli rishon. After all, kli sheni. After all, we know that less than a kli sheni. Thank you. Chom beis hashchita is definitely less than a kli sheni, right? As we know, kli shenis can be very hot, and chom beis hashchita is definitely less than that. And yet, we see there blios, at least blios of a klipa. But even blios of a klipa are blios, right? Meaning to say, when something's cold, there's no blios whatsoever, leaving aside charif. So, kli sheni must have at least some blios. Now, that's proof one. We'll get to proof two in a second. So he proves from here Kli Sheni has blios. So let me ask you a question. What temperature does Kli Sheni have blios in? Yatzo Ladisbo? Less than Yatzo Ladisbo. Less than Yatzo. Everybody agree?
According to Rashba.
Yeah, Rashba. Good. So I think that is the Pashup Shad in the Rashba as well, which is remarkable, right? So the Rashba is saying a double chiddush here. A, that you have blios in Kli Sheni, and B, you have blios in less than Yad Tzol Edispo, which is revolutionary. Till now, we've always been assuming, of course we haven't been doing this too long, but that Kli Sheni, that you need Yatzo Ledisbo for Blios. Less than Yatzo Ledisbo is not the halakha kit. Right? For example, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Machmir view, which you might have thought is the Rashba, maybe it's a toned down version of the Rashba, right? He says the Machmir view in the Shulchan Aruch is only, that's Machmir for Kli Sheni, is only Machmir for what? Kli Sheni Yad Tzol Ledisbo. So that's not the Rashba, is what you're saying. The Rashba himself is machmir less than Yatzo Ledisbo. So what's the shear? 75 degrees?
More than a beis hashchita.
So that's the answer. Chom beis hashchita, whatever that is. Right? I tried to get out of this right that maybe the Rashba holds a chom beis hashchita is Yatzo Ledisbo, and then everything is glatt. So I saw the Ritva says it's not. But maybe the Rashba said it is. But then I found another Rashba where he also assumes that Chom Beis Hashchita is Pachos Miyad Tzol Ledisbo. No, he's saying it's less than Kli Sheni Yad Tzol Ledisbo. Kli Sheni Yad Tzol Ledisbo would be 150 degrees. Chom Beis Hashchita is 110 degrees. Both are Yad Tzol Ledisbo.
But there's a range. Okay.
Right? Maybe. So, but anyway, I don't think that's the right shot. Right? I don't know, it might be what the Mechaber was assuming, what the Beis Yosef is assuming, because when he quotes the Yesho of the Rashba, he, unless it's not the Rashba, he thinks for sure you don't need to be Hosh for the Rashba, but we'll accept a toned-down version of the Rashba. But anyway, the Rashba himself, whatever the Mechaber held of him, seemed to be Machmir, even if it's less than Yad Tzol Ledisbo, if it's Chom Beis Hashchita. Now, how far in does it go? Right? The Rashba says, oh, I prove from here that Kli Sheni is Oser, even if it's less than Yad Tzol Ledisbo. Oser Bekulo or Klipa?
Rashba says
Klipa. So he doesn't say. Rashba does not say. His Raya would only prove Klipa.
And he says, well,
He didn't. Where did he say lefachos klipa in Tarsabayas? Yeah. So it would be lefachos. Chidushim he actually is mesupik. He has three answers. Answers. Two out of his answers assume it would be more than a klipa, and the first answer could be a klipa. But l'chora, the rayos could only definitively prove klipa, because both of his rayos are cases of a klipa. So it will be lefachos klipa, and maybe more. So again, in the Shulchan Aruch's quotation of this machmir view, this yesh omrim, he assumes the most, a toned-down version of the Rashba. A, only Yatzel Ladispo, which is not the Rashba's view, and B, only a klipa, which may or may not be the Rashba's view. The second raya he brings is from and basically the yesod is l'chora that when it comes to blios we care about temperature, we don't care about things like kli rishon and kli sheni and the like. The ideas of kli rishon and kli sheni are very relevant when it comes to bishul, and maybe that's because Bishul requires Orm Halech Tachtav, there's some type of formal definition to constitute what the Torah's definition of Bishul is. But when it comes to Blios, what really matters is the temperature. Okay. The second Raya brings is the Hemshech over there, that Gemara. Ameimar Mishmei Derava Lo Lischof Inish Kafli Iloi Basra. So you shouldn't fold the, this is the place where the Chelev of the kidney is. So you shouldn't fold it over onto the meat. Why? Didayiv tarba uvala. So the key word here is bala, like blios, right? So the point is that the chelev is going to, roll, flow onto the meat, and bala, and will be absorbed into the meat. Now again, how hot are we talking about? So the Rashba says, well, we're talking about the chom of Chelev HaKsalim. How hot is that? I don't know. 100 degrees, 98 degrees, 95 degrees, something like that. It's not Yad Seledispo. And still, there's Blios, at least of a Klipa. And therefore it's Aser.
Should we get to deal with the third Raya, but it's something?
What was the third Raya?
It says, if you buy a Kli that for the Pesach, you're not going to need a Kasher if it was only used by an ox. You're not going to need a kasher.
Okay.
Sounds like just, he doesn't bring any, gemara. Sounds like he's just saying it's far.
No, I think it's a gemara. We'll look at it later. Okay. So this is the remarkable shita of the Rashba. And his conclusion is, Alavadai kol sheyesh bo cham afilu kecham beis hashchita maflet u'mavlia v'afal pishen kli sheni mevashel v'lo afilu irui dekli rishon Mikol makom mavliin hein. And again, l'chor even pachos mi yad soledispo, like he says, and that's clear also in that shuva that I sent you. Good, so that's shitas harashba. So what remains unclear, like we said in the rashba, is whether it's klipa or kulo. That might be probably in the different answers in his chidushim over there in Chulin. Now, is there a difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni according to the Rashba? Well, obviously for Bishul there is, but for Blios, or not. Now, what's actually interesting is that even for Bishul, the Rashba seems to conclude, Lamaisa, whether this is what the Yerushalmi means or not, I don't know, but actually you could even have Bishul in a Kli Sheni. Meaning to say, the Rashba Shita by Blios, that it's entirely temperature driven, is perhaps a Shita by Bishul as well. And this is the Rashba and Shabbos on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph by Ambati. And Ambati has a very large amount, it's a Kli Sheni over there, that type of Ambati, but it has a very large amount of water, it's Machzik Chomo. And he says, seems to say, I'll read you one quote. I sent this to you, I think, in Mar Makomos. Afal pishu klisheni uva alma eno mevashel ha chashani lefishadarkan lachamim an yoser midai, and it is mevashel. Meaning to say that even Bishul though Bishel's not the same as Blios, could happen in a Kli Sheni. Because, again, for the Rashba, even Bishel is temperature driven. It's a different temperature than Blios. So Kli Sheni that's really, really, really hot has the capacity to be Mevashel, even in terms of Shabbos. So do we paskin like the Rashba? So the Shulchan Aruch brings down a Yesh Omrim, which again is a toned down version of the Rashba, that Kli Sheni is Mavliya, but only if it's Yatzol Adispo, and he paskins, you should be Machmir L'chatchila. That's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Now,
did you say Klipa?
Yeah, Klipa and L'chatchila, meaning to say B'diavet, it will be Mater. We'll talk about what the Ishach and the Taz say in a moment. If you take a look at the Gra in Sifkat and Yud Gimel, he tries to argue that the Yerushalmi is very much mashma against the Rashba. Mashma he calls Eshe Kli Sheni Af Ein Mavliya the Yerushalmi. V'gam Muchach Yerushalmi Hanal De'af Kli Rishon De'af Kli Kshayad Soledis Bo is Mavliya. V'chein Amru Per Gimel De'Shabbos Echad Mayim Ve'Echad Shemen V'chulei Ayin Tosa Sham. And he goes on and he says, so he brings a bunch of rice. We don't have time to do the notes. Could I do them if you have time? But if you're not going to learn like the Yerushalmi, like the Rashba, we have a big problem. The Rashba brought two glot rayos to Ashita, right? So how do you get out of those rayos? So the Gra says, Rayasu Mimasha Kasal Chasim Abeis Lo Lischav Kifla Vechule, Hasamachi Perusho. Shema Yishayer Hachelav Alav V'Yimlach O Yitzleimo. It doesn't mean, like the Rashba said, that it's Boleya Machmas the heat. Chelav is sticky. It's going to stick. If you put the Chelav down on the meat, you know, there's going to be some residue that remains. And then if you roast the meat or you salt the meat, which is what you do next, then the meat will become Aser. That's what it doesn't say. It says, lo lichsof, and then don't do it. But not that there's blios. For rayaso mimashakasa besakin shal nachrim, de kolef, shani sham, de agav dochka de sakina, de boleka de klipa. Don't bring me a raya from the base of shchita. Because there's two factors. There's the heat. Chom base of shchita is roseach. Yes, less than a kade klipa. But there's an additional factor. What's the additional factor? Sakin dochka de sakina. We're going to see in a number of places that dochka de sakina will, at least according to a number of opinions, combine with other factors to cause blios. So one example of that is the Gemara by Tznon. Gemara says that you shouldn't cut your Tznon with a fleishig knife. Why? So there's a big machlokas how to read it. Is this a clean knife? Is it a dirty knife? But something to do with, you know, at least a number of Rishonim say that because it's sharp, but sharp on its own isn't boleya, and dochka de sakina on its own isn't boleya, but charif plus dochka de sakina is boleya. So too, chom beis hashchita isn't boleya. Dochka de sakina isn't boleya, but you combine the two and they cause blios bechdei klipa. And that's what we'll have to say if we want to deny the Rashba. Okay. The tour is very hard to read. He has like several stages and it's not clear what he means at these various stages. There's a couple ways to read it. Again, I think we won't get into it now. There's also a machlokas between the Taz and the Beis Yosef, basically, how to read it. According to the Beis Yosef's readings, you're left with a number of problems in the tour. But again, we'll leave that for now. The Taz and the Shach both quote a very interesting shita by Kli Sheni from the Yam Shel Shlomo. The Yam Shel Shlomo is not quite the Rashba either, but he also holds that it's not Mevashel, but it is Mavliya Bekulo, though it's not Mavli Umavliya Ke'echad. So what would that mean? If you have something, just to clarify this idea of mavliel maflit keachad business, we'll see this a bunch of times. But just the pashup shot, what it means is like this. Let's say you have iser, and a heter sitting in iser, right? In a klisheni, right? You have a bowl of treif chicken soup, and it's klisheni. You add a lettuce bow, and you put now your kosher matzo ball into it. I don't know, matzo balls probably like soak things up, so we don't want to give that example. You put your carrot into it, raw carrot. So the carrot will become aser. Bekula. Because it's a cliche. But let's say you had water, hot water, cliche, and you soaked a carrot, which is mutter, and a piece of nevela, then it wouldn't be aser at all. Because it's not maflet umavliya, meaning to say the klisheni lacks the capacity to draw the blios out of the nevela and then subsequently be maflet them into the carrot, right? So it's oser bekulo, but it's not maflet umavliya ke'achad. Now, according to the Taz and the Beis Yosef, the Tur also holds that klisheni is oser bekulo, if it's Yad Soledis bow. The Shach is Docha the Shitas Hataz Bitkifus. He says he didn't know how to read the Tur. The Tur never said that. Nobody said that. The Marshal is out of his mind. And his Iker Taina is basically that all the Rishonim disagree with him. In other words, even the Rashba, he assumes, is only Bolea Kedei Klipa. We saw that isn't so Pashut, but the Shach takes for granted that even the Rashba is only Machmir Kedei Klipa. So, and he's the most Machmir Shita in the world when it comes to Klisheni. So how in the world could the Marshal have this ridiculous idea that it asers B'chdei Kulo? And he brings a very good Raya. He says, look, all the Rishonim are clarifying about Iroi Kli Rishon. The Rashbam holds that Iroi is Kikli Sheni. And Rabbeinu Tam holds Iroi is Kikli Rishon and it's Mevashel Kikli Kikdei Klipa. But everybody holds that even Iroi is only Klipa, whether it's Mevashel or Mavlia, it's not Kulo. And the most Machmir Shita in the world by Iroi is that Iroi is Mevashel Bekulo. But you can't really say it's Mevashel Bekulo. This is the view of the Ri in one place and Rabbeinu Tam in one place. When you look at the various Tosfos in Zvachim and Imsachim and Jabbis, the names of the Bali Tosfos aren't always consistent with their Shitos. But anyway, there's basically three opinions in the Rishonim by Iroi. One is it's Mevashel Bechdei Klipa, one is it's Mavliya Bechdei Klipa, not Mevashel, and one is Bekulo. But the problem is you can't really say Kulo. So you have to say that if you, the opinion that says kulo, that's only if it's lo nifsa kakiluach. But if it's nifsa kakiluach, it's only klipa. Meaning to say it's only kulo if it retains that chibor to the kli rishon, right? So that's the most machmir view in the world. When it's nifsak minha, when it's nifsa kakiluach, when it lost that connection to the kli rishon, only maxia klipa. So he says, if you're going to say that, so how could you say klisheni is more than that? Right? Klisheni can't be more than the most machmir shita by Iroi. Klisheni is one step removed from Iroi. So if Iroi is definitely not kulo, then klisheni is definitely not kulo either. That is the view of the Shach. What would the Marshal and the Taz, who likes it, say back? So I thought maybe they would say, actually it is worse, because since it's constant and it's hot and the like, you know, maybe that's what you'd have to say for the Rashba, right? The Rashba thinks perhaps klisheni is kulo, as he, you know, wants out in Chulin. So maybe because it's sitting in it for a long time, the reason why Iroi is never more than a klipa is because of the temporary connection. But anyway, if you actually look at the Marshal inside, Marshal bites the bullet, and he's actually machmir even for Iroi, for Iroi bekulo. So he actually, he accepts the Kav Chomer of the shach, and says Iro is also hulo, in which case, like the shach notes, he's really against all the Rishonim. If you want, the shach really explains himself more about Richos in the Arach Mishach, and he mamish goes through every shita beharchava and dons in it. It's a very beautiful shtickle, but we won't go through that now. I'll just tell you an interesting, so halacha lemaisa, what are we going to say? I don't know, I guess we won't get we're. We're not going to get into so much of the other Rishonim, but it's important to see the Tosus and Shabbos in terms of the difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, that he says it's dependent on Dofnosa, Miskaros and Mischamimos. We'll get back to that when we talk about the Marshal's Chumra and the Isser V'Hetter is about Dofer Gush. Even within Tosfos, the Pashup Shad is it's a Metzias Chiluk, not the Ramban's Chiluk. But then, even there, you know, the Rav tried to say it's not a Metzias Chiluk. He said it's Derech Bishel B'Kach. It's not a simple reading of Tosfos, though. But that's there's some Ritva. I think I sent you the Ritva. Ambati. Another discussion here, which we're not going to get into, is whether Yad Nechveis Bo is different. If you notice, the tour started off by saying Yad Nechveis Bo, and then he switched over when discussing Kli Sheni to Yad Soladis Bo. A Pashup Shot is it means the same thing, but some poskim are machmir. They say no. Cain, what we saw before from the Rashba by Ambati, Yad Nechveis Bo is super hot. It's more than Yad Soladis Bo. Yad Soladis Bo means the hand recoils, right? Doesn't mean you get burnt. It's just when you touch something hot, you naturally recoil. If you didn't recoil, you probably wouldn't get burnt at the lower threshold of Yad Soladis Bo. We'll talk about what the temperature is. But a number of Chronim, the Chai Adam, chief among them, says no, that actually, this is the Chai Adam in Klal Chaf Din Dalad, that even a wee paskin Kli Sheni is not Mevashel, that's only if it's Yad Soladis Bo. But if it's Roseach Kolkach Ad Shayad Nechveis Bo Bevadei Mevashel, and the Chachmas Adam says that in Klal Nuntes Din Vav, which obviously is going to change a lot of things. The Mishnah Berurah, by the way, does quote the Chai Adam Lahalacha, but many, many poskim disagree with the Chai Adam Lahalacha, among them the Chazonish and the Shvisha Shabbos and the like. The Shabbos Kitchen Book of Simcha Bunim Kohn, he tries to even argue that the Mishnah Berurah isn't kosher for the Chai Adam only by pas, because there it's different because it's Kali HaBishel. But for non-Kali HaBishel, even the Mishnah Berurah isn't Choshish. There's also a discussion, which we're not going to do now, whether there's such a thing as a Kli Sheni, and if there is such a thing, you know, in other words, do you say that once you're not a Kli Rishon, once you're a Kli Sheni, sorry, there's such a thing as a Kli Shlishi. Once you're beyond Kli Sheni, there's no difference. Kli Sheni, Kli Shlishi, Kli Revi, it's all the same thing. Other poskim say no, even if Kli Sheni or Machmir, Kli Shlishi is different. This might. Yeah. It might depend on, you know, the issue of whether you think it's a Metzias Machlokas, or, in other words, if you think Kli Sheni is not Mevashel but Metzias, so then there's no reason to be Machalik between Sheni and Shlishi. If you take a more Lumdish approach, so then maybe there is a difference between Kli Sheni and Shlishi. That's why you might be Machalik. Lehalacha. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Beis, like we said, quotes two deos. And he says, even like we said, the Machmir view by Kli Sheni is only a klipa. And the Shulchan Aruch says, L'chatchila yesh l'hachmir, Kli Sheni is mavliya maflet k'dei klipa, but b'diavet ein lasor. And the Ramah in Siv Gimel also says that l'halacha or mekel Kli Sheni, you know, b'diavet, we're not going to say l'chatchila use treif dishes for Kli Sheni, but l'halacha, it's not going to aser. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, this is an interesting question, so would you have to be machshir? Let's say we paskin like the Ramah and the Mechaber, it's only b'diavet. B'diavet, it's mutter, l'chatchila. So let's say something became aser in a Kli Sheni. Do you have to be machshirit?
No, the
so The Minchas Yaakov said, well, the Rashba for sure is going to be Machmir. But the Rashba thinks that, but we don't accept the Rashba, only Lechatchila. So the question is, what does Lechatchila mean? Clearly, you shouldn't, like, Lechatchila put your things in. But let's say you messed up, right? Lots of things. You messed up in a klisheni. You have hot, piping hot chicken soup in a bowl of chicken soup, and you accidentally use a milchik spoon, right? So b'diavad, right? You're allowed to drink your soup, eat your soup, even if the spoon, let's say, is ben yomo and there isn't shishim keneged the spoon. You don't have to throw out your soup. That's what the Shulchan Aruch and Rambam say. But what about being? Do you have to bother kashering your spoon? Do we say that's lachatchila, or do we say that's b'diavad? Right? Very common question. So Rabbi Kiva Eger over here quotes the Minchas Yaakov that klisheni shenishtamish bo be'iser, you should be machshir. That's considered lachatchila in a case that you can be machshir it, like a spoon. But if you're talking of, you only have to kasher it in a klisheni. Happens to be pretty easy to be machshir it. But klicheres, that's b'diavad. You wouldn't have to throw it out. So if you had a klicheres spoon, whatever it is, so then you don't have to throw it out. You could continue to use it because that's already b'diavad. Again, we saw the Shach quote the Maharshal and he absolutely rejected it. But even l'maskana, the Shach says, well, you know, shelo b'makom hefseid, you should be machmir l'chatchila, even b'diavad, whatever that means. The Taz is a little more concerned about the Maharshal. The Badi Ashulchan says you should be kolef b'makom hefseid. You should be kolef, not b'makom hefseid. Makom hefseid, then you don't even need a klipa. You don't need a hefseid meruba. L'maisa, I think Rabbi Willard Paskins and other Rabbi Simon, I think I once overheard him tell this somebody, to quote Rabbi Willard on the Shaila, we Ne'yos Yisrael Yotzim B'yad Ramah, we're Mako, we follow the Ramah, B'diaved, meaning to say, once it's done already, it's mutter, you don't have to kasher, you don't have to do anything, we Paskin like the Ramah, Kli Sheni is garnished. That's what Rabbi Willig said. But b'diavad, everything is mutter. Okay. We're not going to talk about Kali Abishal, but that's also very relevant here. And that's... we're out of time. So we'll start off next time just talking about practically what is Yad Tzolevitzvah, which comes up here. And also the question of the Maharshal in terms of... Defanos, Mischamimos, and Miskariros, and what if they're neither? Styrofoam cups, all that fun stuff. Okay. We'll finish up. Yeah, you should just keep on moving. Keep on moving. Do your best.
Ready for any questions?
Yes.
First, just to show Rabbi Gzeir Shav in the Rashba.
Gzeir Shav.
He says in the beginning, he's asking,
right.
And then he always says, in reference to it, it's
right.
Chamuat.
Yeah, so you're saying that it's clear, even from the Tarsa Bayis, that it's Pachmi Hatzot. It's good. I agree. It's Mefush and Shuvah.
Right.
So, excellent.
So that was first. Then I had a bunch of questions. One second, I wrote them down. Mariko Shtifa, the Rashba. If it's all about temperature, why would Pli Rishon have Mariko Shtifa?